What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled JBW is so whack here in San Cristobal, Mexico, that I actually now have to tell people that I am Egyptian and not an American. Now, as you guys know, JBW is a term in the black pale / incel community that stands for just be white. The idea behind it is that if you're a white dude, you can go to any third world poverty-stricken country and the woman will throw their pussy at you because, you know, you're white, blue-eyed, blonde. But the reality of the matter is, guys, JBW is actually a bad thing if you're not a Chad, okay? Now, I made a video before telling you guys that JBW is not working, and I'm going to tell you why JBW is actually more of a bad thing than a good thing nowadays. So, yesterday I was at a bar here in San Cristobal. It's called Bandito. You can go look it up. You can go on to Google, type in Bandito San Cristobal. It's a pronounced Vendito, so apparently the B's are pronounced as V's here in Spanish or Mexican Spanish, I guess. Anyways, so I've been going to that pub for pub or bar, depends how you want to call it. I've been going there for the past couple of days, and this is a small town, guys. There's only like 3 or 4 major streets here. Everybody knows everybody. You see the same people. In fact, you know, the people I see walking around here, I usually see them at the bar at the end of the day at Bendito or Vendito, if you want to pronounce it how the Spanish people do. And so yesterday, guys, I was sitting at the bar, you know, drinking. It was Mexican cola, because as you guys know, I don't drink alcohol, right? So this guy comes in, you know, good looking Spanish dude. I think he was I don't think he was Mexican. I think he was from Argentina or something like that. And he's like, "Hey man, how you doing?" He shook hands with me and I'm like, "Oh, hey man, how you been doing?" You know, I thought this guy, you know, because again, you walk around, people notice you, you notice people. So I thought he was a guy who probably noticed me, or I, you know, ran into him before. Because again, I've been here for about 2 weeks so far. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. This is a small town. Everybody knows everybody. There's only like 3 streets in this whole town you can go up and down that are considered, I don't want to say touristy, but are considered, you know, worthy of somebody who doesn't want to go into a barrio or into the ghettos, if you know what I mean. So he just comes up to me, shakes my hands, "How you doing, man?" And I'm like, "I'm good, how you doing, dude?" He's like, "Hey, buy me a drink." And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck? You know, I didn't tell him what the fuck like that, but this guy just comes in, shakes hands with me and expects me to buy him a drink. It's like, dude, do I even know you to buy you a drink? Now, obviously, I didn't buy him a drink. You know, a drink is only 50 pesos, like $2 and some change. You know, it's nothing. But still, man, you just don't go up to some random stranger and be like, "Hey, buy me a drink." It's like, who the fuck are you, bro? You know? So, I continued talking with him. You know, I made it clear that I'm not gonna buy him a drink, and you know, he kind of respected me a little bit for not buying him a drink, kind of like how women respect you for not buying them a drink, right? So it was around 1:30 at the time, and I'm like, man, I'm getting tired, man, because back in America, 1:30 they start kicking you out. And he's like, that's because you Americans are weak. You know, here in Mexico, the nightclubs go until 4 or 5, not the nightclubs, but even the bars. The bars, the nightclubs, the nightlife, they go to 4 or 5 in the morning. So, yeah, by Mexican standards, we Americans really are weak. Because, again, in America, as you guys know, I go to a pub in America, and 1:30 is last call. 1:45 they kick you the fuck out. 1:45 they kick you the fuck out, and by 2 o'clock you're back at your house sleeping. So here, you know, they go until 4 or 5 in the morning. So yeah, by Mexican standards, we Americans are weak. Now this is how JBW is not working in our favor, and I'm gonna tell you exactly why people in countries like Mexico think, look down on us Americans and think we are weak and pathetic. It's because of all these loser white guys coming here thinking just because they're blue-eyed, blonde, and white that some girl, some local indigenous girl is going to throw her pussy at them, when the reality of the matter is that could not be farther from the truth. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there, you know, you tell me that JBW works best in Southeast Asia. Yeah. And the reason behind it is that the Australian guys who go throughout Southeast Asia, you know, Southeast Asia for Australians is a lot like Latin America for us Americans, okay? So when the Australians go to Southeast Asia, you guys need to know, okay? I actually have a friend of mine, he's in Australia right now, and he's telling me, man, all the Australian guys here are Chads. Of course all the Australian dudes are Chads, man. That's because Australians are descendants of fucking criminals and murderers, yeah. So when the Australian Chads go to Southeast Asia, yeah, JBW is gonna work fine over there because you're dealing with Chads. But when you have like fucking loser white guys from America who, if they looked at a girl wrong in America, they'd spend the rest of their life in prison for fucking being a creep. When they come here, that makes us look bad. I mean, the amount of white guys out there fucking wearing a mask, getting dragged around by their white girlfriend, you know, she's grabbing them by the dick, taking them around. I even made a video the other day telling you about some loser white guy. He's like a fucking Chad, and the motherfucker is crying in the middle of the cafe, and his white girlfriend is like hugging him and kissing him and consoling him, and the motherfucker was taller than me. Mexican people, they see this and they say, my God, these white guys are a bunch of losers. And to a certain degree, that's right. That's because all the fucking rejects, you know, what does God in the Quran say? Radadna asfala safilin. We have rejected the worst of the worst. Now, unfortunately, the worst of the worst, instead of like fucking getting exiled and dying in the middle of the wilderness, they come to places like San Cristobal. Okay, they come to places like Cancun. They come to places like Oaxaca. They come to places like Antigua in Guatemala. And they make us all look bad. So the minute these people find out, the minute I say soy norte americano, which means, you know, I'm American, no, you know, USA, automatically they say loser. So what I'm doing now, guys, is that I'm actually walking around with my Egyptian passport. Guys, never in my life have I ever thought that this Egyptian passport would be a good thing. Now, instead of walking around with an American passport, I'm walking around with an Egyptian passport, and the people actually respect me more because, you know, they look at us Middle Easterners and they're like, yeah, Middle Easterners, you know, they're brown like us, they're, you know, they're alpha like us. But I'm telling you guys, man, JBW, you guys out there need to understand, man, unless you're fucking Chad. And bad boy Chad, not just any old Chad, okay? You have to be bad boy criminal Chad. JBW is not gonna work in your favor. The people are gonna see you as idiots. They're gonna try to sell you fake drugs. They're gonna try to have you sleep with women paying them $300-$400. You know, there are women here in San Cristobal who will sleep with foreigners for like $400-$500. Like, bitch, in Playa del Carmen, you can get a fucking Colombiana, 21 years old, for like $200. But yet there are women here, indigenous women who are not that good looking to begin with, selling their pussy anywhere between $300-$500. And that's because they know loser white guys are gonna pay. You know, the apartment complex I'm living in here, my Airbnb, the landlord, they own the building, and that building is reserved for foreigners, okay? That's what a lot of landlords are doing in countries like South America, countries like Mexico, countries like Dominican Republic, as you guys know, I was in Dominican Republic a couple of years ago, is that what a lot of landlords are doing is that they're reserving their apartments solely for foreigners like myself. Because think about it, you know, would you rather lease your apartment to a foreigner like me who's going to pay $500 a month for it? Or would you rather deal with the local natives who make $500 a month, and you probably have to give them the apartment for like $150, $200 a month. So anyways, so there's a guy who moved in next to me. He moved in downstairs, and guess what? Your typical loser white guy. Old, skinny, hippie type dude. He has a ponytail, but he has a freaking comb over. He's hunched over. He's wearing a mask. I mean, I don't understand, man. Why are there a lot of white guys out here wearing a mask? You know, the white women are not wearing a mask. Very few white women are wearing a mask. But yet, pretty much all the white guys are wearing a mask. I don't get it, man. Is this like white guys telling women, hey, I'm subservient, I'm a good boy, I will simp for that pussy of yours? And again, all that makes us look bad. I mean, the day came where Amar Mitwali, 41 years old, the day came where I have to walk around with my Egyptian passport, because walking around with my American passport makes me look like a loser, thanks to all the loser white guys out there like Coach Bitch Bill going overseas, thinking, oh, I'm blue-eyed, I'm blonde, I'm white, women are going to throw themselves at me. No, man, it doesn't work like that, man. You guys out there need to fucking understand, okay? Women have so much power with their smartphone. This was a couple of years ago. I don't know if it was O'Shea Duke Jackson or some other black guy in Africa said this. In a poor African country, I think it was Nigeria or Kenya, a black girl, obviously, you know, she's Nigerian, Kenyan, she can go on social media, blast out a message to her beta male orbiters and say, I'm hungry, who wants to order me a pizza? And immediately, within half an hour, 10 pizzas are going to show up at her doorsteps. So women today have so much attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married and MGTOW TV says, that she really doesn't need some loser white guy to suck his cock to live a decent life. She has all these beta male orbiters out there who are willing to fund her lifestyle. So JBW is not that important anymore. So this is what I'm trying to get to you white guys out there. I mean, look, man, if you're a Chad, you're a bad boy, hey, man, you can slay pussy anywhere in the third world in poverty-stricken countries. No problem there. But if you're like Coach Bitch Bill, you know, you're an incel, you know, you're bald, you're one of those guys who went through epigenetics where you look like a freaking oofy doofy, you know, you cry, because a lot of white guys cry, you know, feminine side, getting in touch with my feminine side, amen. People are going to view you as a stupid idiot. They're going to try to scam you. They're going to try to take advantage of you because they know you're rich, they know you're weak, and they want to take advantage of you if you come across as a loser white guy. This is extremely important for all the guys out there who think it is, you know, if you are an incel in America, you're pretty much going to be an incel here, bro. Let's get that out in the open. You know, the only reason why I, Amar Mitwali, am monk mode in America, because I own and run MGTOW TV. I have paid out tens of thousands of dollars to content creators. I cannot afford to go to jail. I cannot afford to have a woman sue me. I cannot afford to have some dumb shit that an American woman is going to do. I can't afford that. Not to mention, again, guys, living close to Miami Airport, round trip ticket from Lauderdale to Cancun, $150. Another $150 is a round trip ticket from Cancun to here. And believe it or not, guys, the distance from Lauderdale to where I'm sitting right now is like 600 miles, okay? So in T-minus 5 hours, I can go from Lauderdale to where I am right now, and obviously vice versa. So obviously for me, Amar Mitwali, it's much better for me to come here and, you know, try to get with a woman than it is for me to get with a woman in America. Because here in Mexico, you know, it's totally fine. Like I've said before, guys, you know, at the bars, at the clubs, you can go up to a Mexican woman, you know, dance with her, and it's totally fine, you know. If you try to kiss her, she gives you the cheek, that means, hey man, move on. You know, if she kisses you on the lips, that means you're gonna get your pee-pee touched. That's how it works over here. In America, if you go up to some random girl, twirl her around, unless you're fucking Chad, you're gonna get Chad. That is, you're gonna end up spending the rest of your life in prison. So I don't want to give any of you guys out there false hope that if you're a loser in America, you're gonna come here and you're gonna be a winner just because you are white. Okay, let's get that out in the open right now. You can simp for pussy here, no problem. Okay, guys, you can simp for pussy and you'll get pussy. Hey, listen, man, like I said, there are indigenous women here who will charge you, you know, anywhere between $300 to $500 because they know you're desperate. You see, people in a place like San Cristobal, they know if you come here as a white dude, as a soy norte americano, as somebody who is from America, USA, they will automatically pin you as a loser because they're gonna say, why is this guy not in Guadalajara? Why is he not in Monterrey? Why is he not in Cancun? Why is he not in Mexico City? What's he doing here in one of the poorest cities in all of Mexico? Unless, of course, he himself is a loser. So this is why I'm walking around with this. Now, I'm telling people here, I'm Egyptian. You know, soy egipcio, or, you know, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's soy egipcio or soy egipcio, something like that. I'm just gonna walk around with this, man. I'm sure they can read Egypt or some dumb shit like that. You know, maybe see the Arabic. I don't know. Whatever the case is, guys, I'm no longer gonna say I'm American. I'm only gonna have my American passport on me in case, you know, the police or shit like that. But when it comes to the local people, from now henceforth, soy egipcio. No soy americano. That way, and there we go, another white couple walking around wearing a mask. I mean, I don't get it, man. Why are people fucking wearing a mask? I mean, COVID is over, bro. COVID has long been gone. I was actually at the gym. I just came out of the gym. There are people out there wearing a fucking mask in the gym. It's like, dude, you're depriving your brain of oxygen when you need it the most. You're inhaling the toxins that your body is trying to get rid of. I don't get it, man. Why are you wearing a mask in the gym? There are no mask mandates in here, man. You don't have to wear a mask. I did not wear a mask in Mexico at all. You know, the only time I wore a mask was in the airport, and even then, if you put your mask below your nose, below your chin, they don't even give a fuck at the airport, you know. But other than that, I mean, I'm just really surprised at the number of people out there. And again, man, when I see like a white dude walking around getting dragged by his girlfriend, he's wearing a mask, she's not wearing a mask, I want to punch the motherfucker in the face, because it's like, bro, you're making me look bad. You know, I can't say soy norte americano with pride anymore. I have to say I'm fucking Egyptian, you know, otherwise the people are gonna think I'm a loser just like you, man. But yeah, the point of this video, guys, is that if you're a loser white guy in the West, please don't think you're gonna go to some third worlded poverty stricken country and go up to a girl and be like, hey baby, I'm blue eye blonde white, let's go back to my place. It doesn't work like that. You guys need to understand, in the past, why JBW worked in the past is because the woman needed your money. They needed that they needed that golden visa to America. They needed that meal ticket. Today, thanks to social media, any woman out there can say, hey guys, I'm hungry, who's gonna order me pizza? She's gonna have 10 pizzas delivered to her door. A lot of, you know, at Vendido last night, man, the women were there dancing with each other and the men were staring at them. You get all these horny Mexicans, you know, staring at the woman, and the women are not dancing with them. They might dance with the Miguel, go home with the Miguel, but hey, man, you have to understand, man, not every Mexican is a Miguel. Yeah, the Mexicans are hell of a lot more alpha, you know, especially here, because again, San Cristobal, at one point, this state of Chiapas was part of Guatemala. So a lot of these people here are indigenous, they're Guatemalans, and even though Guatemalans are like fucking 5 feet tall, you know, they're macho compared to us Americans. So, yeah, but nevertheless, you still have to be a Miguel. You have to be a Mexican Chad. You just can't be an average-looking Mexican dude, go up to a woman and think she's going to go home with you. Yeah, you can go up to a woman, twirl her around, you know, do a little bump and grind with her, you know, but she's not going to go home with you. You guys out there need to understand, man, women have an abundance mindset. When I was at the pub, again, I was at the pub yesterday. It was fucking a sausage fest at the pub. You know, for one girl, you got like three or four horny guys holding the beer with one hand and their cock with another hand, hoping that some girl is gonna say, hey, big boy, come home with me tonight. So, women have an abundance mindset. Look, I, Amar Mitwali, I don't blame women for acting the way they are. Like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is all the simps, manginas, soy boys, and oofy doofies who like empower them, enable them, and encourage them to be the way they are today. So yeah, when a woman has all the options in the world literally at her fingertips, you know, she can go on Tinder, get Chad, Miguel, Tyrone, okay? She can have pizza delivered to her door within 20 minutes from 15 different guys who want to stick their dick in her pussy. Yeah, I can't blame women for being the way they are. Heck, if I, Amar Mitwali, or even you, if we had the same power or a fraction of the power that women had, hell yeah, we'll be out there dancing on the dance floor, waiting only for Stacy to come up to us, not some freaking incel or even an average-looking person. So this is what I want you guys in general to understand. You white guys out there need to understand. At the end of the day, guys, it's all gonna come down to looks, 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 if you want to get the hotties. Other than that, JBW is gonna work against you because the people are gonna view you as a loser, incel, and they're gonna try to make money off of you. Again, the guy just walked up to me at a pub. Hey man, how you doing? I'm well, how you doing? You know, he spoke to me in English, you know, because I think he's from Argentina or someplace like that. And, you know, the next word out of his mouth was, buy me a shot. It's like, dude, I don't even know you, bro. What am I gonna buy you a shot for? I mean, who the fuck are you? But this just goes to show you, man, that people here view Americans as weak. And again, that same guy who wanted to buy me a shot, and I told him, you know, it's 1:30, man, I'm gonna go home, because in America, 1:30, that's when they start kicking you out. He's like, yeah, you Americans are weak. And, you know, I can't blame him, man. We Americans really are weak, and this is why we get a lot of weak men coming here thinking that JBW is going to work in their favor. It does not work in your favor. If you're a fucking incel in America, you're going to be a fucking incel in Mexico, Tijuana, Dominican Republic, Thailand, Japan, anywhere else in the world you go. If you're an incel, you're always going to be an incel. And lastly, I cannot stress this enough. For you guys out there who say Southeast Asia is good for JBW, yeah, because you got fucking Australian shads who are descendants of murderers and criminals going there. Send some of the loser white guys we have here in San Cristobal. See how fast, you know, the Asian woman lose respect for white guys when you send the losers over here, over there, you know. So the problem here, guys, is that you have a lot of weak, pathetic, loser white guys who are ruining it for the rest of us. And again, when a loser white guy is willing to pay some indigenous woman, who probably has herpes, by the way, $400-$500 for sex, what does that tell you, man? I mean, really, what does that tell you, okay? So the people here, they prey on Western guys who are not Chad, who are not alpha. Because again, all the Chad, alpha Australian dudes, they go to Bangkok, they go to Bali, you know, they don't come to San Cristobal. Guys, I've been here for a little bit over 2 weeks. I have not seen a single bad boy shed. Yeah, I've seen a couple of sheds and shed lights, but these were weak, pathetic white guys. Again, I made a video the other day about this white guy at the cafe, man. Too taller than me. Blue eye, blonde, white guy, good looking white dude, taller than me. And he's fucking crying in the middle of a cafe with his girlfriend, you know, consoling him and hugging him and, you know, taking care of him. It's like, dude. See, the problem here is that a lot of white guys who are traveling, who are geomaxing, like the Black Pillars say, a lot of these white guys, they're just weak, pathetic. And that makes us all look bad. So, moving forward, gentlemen, here in Mexico, soy egipcio, no norteamericano. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.